We now talk volleyball. It's been a busy week here for volleyball. They had a pretty good night on Thursday night last week with the triangular sweep there, and then they've been on the road. The Road Warriors here on Monday night go to Phillipsburg, play a very good state-ranked Phillipsburg squad, lose that duel, and then they go to Liberal and were competitive last night, just fell short in four sets here, and we're now joined here with Coach Shelby Kite. And Coach Shin, don't you feel like you should be in a gym tonight? I mean, right now, because that's where you've been here, the Monday and Tuesday night at this time.
Yeah, it feels a little odd to be going home after this, I think this was the first time I've seen daylight for what feels like 48 hours. It's been good. You know, we've kind of tried to prepare for this week as much as we could. And like you said, our first two nights here have been pretty tough. And then we're back at it again tomorrow night with two league teams. And then again on Saturday for two more. So it's been a fast and furious week so far. And it's just kind of picking up.
Well, the nice thing is, if you're going on the road, the road trips are getting a little slower day by day.
We're getting a little closer, and so that's nice. That first one on Monday was quite the drive, and then yesterday, road construction kind of stopped us a little bit. But, Cimarron's going to feel like a breeze tomorrow, and then we're finally at home, so that'll feel good.
Kind of going back to some of your matches, looking back on Monday and Tuesday, you knew Phillipsburg was going to be tough load. They had a pretty good chunk of their top athletes back from their team that you guys had faced in sub-state last year. And then last night, going to Liberal, it's been a long time since Scott City's faced the Redskins, and they've been kind of playing pretty well as of late there. And what'd you see with your two nights of volleyball there?
I saw, a lot of good things, especially last night. I felt like, we had some very bright moments. Our blocking struggled, and I think that's where, we didn't get the win last night was because of that, and we were right there back and forth, and if we could have gotten a couple stops, it could have been some game changers for us. But I told the girls, we bounced back so well after Phillipsburg, and even with Phillipsburg in the third, we played them close. It was kind of back and forth, and so to be able to compete with two of those really good teams, I think kind of showed these girls who haven't always competed so well this year that, wow, we can play up there with some of the better teams. And, we have to turn back around now tomorrow and kind of put these two losses aside pretty quickly. And hopefully we can still walk out of here 4-2 on the week and, make this week kind of a positive one.
Yeah, it should be a big one for you guys there tomorrow. You go to Cimarron there and face both the Cimarron and Holcomb to open up, your league portion of your schedule there. And you haven't seen these teams yet this year. I know their records aren't too glossy, but they've played some pretty good teams so far this year.
Yeah, that's kind of, looking at their records and stuff, it's hard to tell just because of some of the teams that they've played. That they have been pretty good. And so, their record doesn't look great. But obviously with beginning league play, we don't want to we want to come out and be on top of our league games and kind of show them what we've got this year. And so tomorrow night is a very important night, probably the most important, I feel like, out of this week. And then that leads into some home games on Saturday that we need to pick up. And after that, we go into next week. We've got some time to practice finally, but this week we're getting a lot of play time, so we're using it as a learning experience too on what we need to work on, and because then we come back and it's October already, and it's going to be league and sub-state time before we know it.
You kind of cut down on the practice time. I mean, you do automatically, but it's only two practices this week, but you maybe cut down on the time in the practice gym?
Yeah, we tried to keep it a little bit shorter tonight just because, with everything, it's we've got some girls that are, going to get tired, and that's inevitable. It's late nights on the bus and then getting up early. And to make matters even crazier, we've got homecoming this week, and we've got five girls a part of homecoming, and which is really exciting and super happy for all of them. But it's just kind of one more thing added to the plate of these 20 girls on the team. So, but they've handled it really well, so I've been pretty proud.
Never a quiet moment.
No, never.
Well, it should be a fun one here. Four more matches for you beginning tomorrow at Cimarron, then Saturday at home against Southwestern Heights and Kinsley there with Coach Shelby Kite joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here these next four matches.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Shelby Kite joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We talk next with a couple of juniors here on the show, and first one coming up here is going to be junior Kennedy Holstein. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, I can't believe we're already to the midway point of this season here, and it's been competitive this year. It's been some good matchups for you guys there. How do you feel like you've done so far this year?
I feel like we've progressed a lot in a good direction. This year we've had to find a lot of growing, and I feel like we've started to grow in the right direction and improve a lot.
Did you maybe see quite a bit of that maybe starting last week there with your triangular with Colby and Hoxie? And then I know there's some setbacks yesterday and Monday, but do you see some of that as well there?
Yeah, I think defensively our back row has started to play more connected, and that allows better things in our front row and just overall as a team.
And you're lined up usually as an outside hitter, and have you always kind of enjoyed being playing in that role as the outside hitter?
Yeah, I really do like it. In middle school, I played a middle, but going to outside as a high schooler, it's been fun.
And you've probably especially Philsburg, not knowing much about Liberal, but Philsburg has a lot of height there on their net there on Monday. And what do you take maybe away from playing a team like Philsburg when you have to kind of work around their blocks?
I think it really showed us what a team with girls that size can do at the net, and we saw that we really needed to work on coverage and stuff, and I think that's going to help us down the road if we get to play girls that size again.
Yeah, and who knows if they'll be in, you see them down the road here again or not, but going to Cimarron tomorrow, Cimarron Holcomb Startup League, and then back home on Saturday, what's maybe the thing that you're looking to maybe achieve in those matches?
Hopefully get a couple wins. It's going to be good to see a couple league teams and see what they have to offer.
And it's going to be fun. You'd be a little closer to home, right?
Yeah, it won't be such a long bus ride.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the year, and I can't believe you're already in year three of varsity.
I know.
It goes fast.
Doesn't feel like it should be juniors already.
No. Kennedy Holstein joining us here. Thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming
Thanks,
up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Kennedy Holstein joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Next guest here is going to be junior Allie Patton joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Monday and Tuesday, some big matches there. And I know they were tough losses. What do you maybe take from those two matches to work on for the rest of the week and down the road here?
I think against Phillipsburg, we really learned to work on coverage and blocking too.
And that's tough there, and you've kind of changed your role a little bit here. You're kind of more of a, I guess you could call a utility player. Is that kind of best describe you?
Yeah.
What do you do then as a utility player?
Well, I just play back row, but when coach needs me to play other spots, I play that too.
All right. What is probably your favorite position out there on the court?
Probably back row.
Back row. And, you know, you dive for those digs and everything. But you've also had some pretty good serves this year. And are you kind of one of those that likes to do the little jump serve?
No, I don't jump serve.
You don't jump serve? Well, you got to save your energy for chasing after the balls in the back row. But what do you think that you've maybe improved upon here the most this year as you've gotten a larger role and a full-time role on the varsity side?
I think I've really improved on passing and serving a lot. I was bad at serving last year.
Well, that's good. But you, of course, played some pretty good teams here along the way here, a couple of state-ranked teams so far this year. And what have you, you know, trying to pass from some of those hard kill attempts, how tough is that to try to keep that on your side of the court but also get the good pass to get the set as well?
It's hard. I mean, it helps when you get a touch on the block. Mm-hmm. But when it just comes straight at you, it's really hard.
So are you ready for league portion of your schedule now?
Yes.
I think you guys could have a pretty good run here with the league schedule here. And it starts tomorrow night. There should be a couple of pretty good matches there. And what's the goal that you have here as you move toward the October and postseason?
To win.
To win it all, huh?
Yeah.
There we go. I like it. Well, you've done a good job here so far, and thanks again for joining me here, Allie, and good luck to you coming up
here.
Thank
you.